513 free, beautiful mystery, WWIB, carrying us into a Monday morning. 67, our very warm wake up. We got a very good chance of showers anytime after 5 today. The forecast saying a 60% chance of that, as well as looking ahead into the evening before midnight. So be aware of that. So more watering of the grass and the flowers and the crops. And that's a good thing, right, Jason Kanz?
It is. I think I've only mowed my yard twice this year so far, which is pretty unusual.
You're ahead of me. I've mowed it once. So.
Wow. I mean, yeah, and it just isn't growing.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's people who water it daily, and then they get to mow more often. And I'm just not one of those people. So
yeah. Well, yeah. You see some good lawns, though.
We need the rain.
When you see a really well-manicured and cared for and watered lawn, it's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. My neighbor across the street, Chuck, has it's amazing. He attends to it so closely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's clearly his passion, and his heart is to put it, you know, put the time in on that. And I respect him for that. Mine just is not the same way.
Yeah. So. Well, you have a passion for photography, and you did some. Did you enter a contest or what?
Well, so there's a Facebook group called Eau Claire Photography, and every weekend they have what's called a weekend challenge, and somebody will post a topic that you have to
poke
around. And this weekend it was just summer, and so caught a really interesting picture of a flower bud with an ant standing on it. And the interesting thing about the picture is I didn't realize the ant was standing there until I went over and processed the photo. And I thought it was just the bud. And so I entered that one into the contest yesterday. And so we'll see what happens.
Talk about what it does for you in terms of when I see your pictures, and particularly of nature like that. I mean, I just think about your appreciation of beauty, but also of just kind of those details, right, of life.
Sometimes. Yeah. You know, I think that's a big part is, again, we've talked on here before, there's often so much ugliness in the world. And if we can slow down and try to spot those moments of beauty, I think it does a lot for our soul. And, you know, you're exactly right. Is the detail piece is slowing down enough to be able to take those things in.
Uh-huh.
You know, we live these lives that are just so hurried. And don't often take the time to stop and smell the roses, as the old phrase used to go.
Well, you have been a good sport in a lot of ways by joining me completely volunteer for 3.5 years, sir. And you know, one of the things is we'll start things and then I won't carry it through. And one of the things we started and didn't carry through. This is Larry Crabb's birth anniversary week, so July 13th. And I know that 1 year, it was 2019, I think, that we sent him a package together. So I want to start again this morning, even, in his book, 66 Love Letters, which had a big influence, I think, on your letters to the beloved.
It did, for sure.
Right? Yep. He has this imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. We recommend the book or the audiobook for sure. But he's got this in the epilogue, the story everyone needs to hear. It's the Bible in 66 paragraphs, very similar to Letters to the Beloved. What if God himself was telling you, in a paragraph, and so I'm just going to, we'll unpack it. We started, like, I think we got as far as Genesis or something, but I want to get through all 66. Not today, obviously, but it's going to take us a while, but I continue to think of Larry almost every day, so here we go. And people understand that concept of that. So part one is a fall of promise, and the story begins, Genesis through Deuteronomy. We'll just do Genesis, but as if God himself were saying it, Crabb imagines he'd say, long ago before time began, the three of us decided to create people like you whom we could enjoy as they enjoyed us in the beautiful world we designed for their home. But your first parents foolishly decided there was more happiness to be found on their own without me. Never underestimate the mess their decision made of everything and the mess your same decisions continue to make. And never underestimate my ability to clean up the mess and to bring everyone to our party who wants to come. I have a plan. What do you think of that?
It's beautiful. You know, again, I think of Larry was so deeply Trinitarian, and I think that's one of the things you and I both love about him.
Uh-huh.
He touches on that right in the beginning about, you know, we had this plan, and God created the world beautiful and good and holy, and when sin entered the world, it all fell apart, and I think we continue to see the effects of that. And uh-huh. So I think that's a really good intro from Larry.
All right. We're going to see this through. Only 65 more to go. But all right, we're still going to do Galatians. We got Galatians 3, 23 and 24.
It says, before the way of faith in Christ was available to us, we were placed under guard by the law. We were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until the way of faith was revealed. Let me put it another way. The law was our guardian until Christ came. It protected us until we could be made right with God through faith.
And in your devotional commentary, previously referred to, Letters to Beloved, you tackle it this way. Before the new covenant, everyone was shackled by the law, facing a life sentence they could never work off. I like that. People were hopeless before my son's arrival. The law also provided some restraint and pointed to my son, who came to set humanity free.
Yeah, again, I think we have all, you know, even tying it back to Larry's comment that we have been, you know, we're shackled under this sin, and we're all products of this brokenness or live in this place of brokenness. And Jesus came to break those bonds, and just important to remember that.
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. Have a great day.
You bet.
All right. Back to work after a week off for him. So there we go. And we always talk when we always smile when we talk with Drew Fralick, the stand-up comic, pastor, author, multi-talented guy from Detroit. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, what's up, Mark? Good to hear from you.
You were on vacation last time, so we didn't talk to you, 4th of July. And apparently in your travels, you came across a city with the name we're familiar with.
Yeah, so I was in Michigan. I was on the west side of the state, and I'm driving around. We're going to pick cherries. And wouldn't you know it, we come upon a town, Eau Claire, Michigan. Same spelling and everything. Founded in 1861. So I messaged you immediately, of course, because I'm on vacation. And I said, Mark, look at this town. It was founded in 1861. You go, oh, our town was founded in 1873. I go, what? You go, yeah, it started like 1873, but there were definitely settlers there in the 40s. I go, Mark, this doesn't sound right.
Yes.
There's some funny business going on here. So, I don't know, you tell me, Mark, what do you think's going on?
Well, I mean, you could go with the Incorporated, but what matters to me is, and I'm just making this up as I go, is I'm reading it straight. The area's first permanent European-American settlers arrived in 1845. Now, that's what matters to me. I mean, sure, we took 27 years. They took 27 years to incorporate it as a city, but what counts is when the settlers got here.
Well, I think, you know, we can both acknowledge that the Eau Claire City Council takes a while to process paperwork.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I'm assuming that.
Right.
I don't know that jives, Mark. I've played Oregon Trail. I don't remember Wisconsin being on the trail there. the oxen would have to take a really, really... circuitous turn to go all the way up to Wisconsin. I don't know.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, Eau Claire, Michigan, Eau Claire, Wisconsin?
I think they copied Eau Claire, Michigan. They were there. They saw what a great place it was, but they were disgruntled. They couldn't hack it. And so they went up to Wisconsin, opened their shopping malls and donut shops, and away we go. I think you're living in the copycat Eau Claire. That's what it seems like to me. Seems pretty clear.
It means the water is clear. And as long as the water is clear, whether the history is clear is not for me to be able to solve. But what matters is the water is clear, and it is very clear here. How clear is that? See, you have to just kind of...
That sounds like an admission of guilt and defeat. That's what that sounds like.
No, it's a misdirection, and it's a refocus.
Okay. That's what I do with my kids when they're making a good point.
Good. Very good.
All right.
Well, next week, I'm going to give you here's what we got. We've got a wonderful, hardworking woman from Eau Claire, and I called the business she used to work at, and she said she now actually has moved to Detroit, and she's working for a food company there. So next Monday, we want to get your advice for someone who's moved from Eau Claire to Detroit, okay?
Okay. It could be a real culture shock.
All right. Happy to
help her through the process.
Thank you, Drew. All right, another weekend in the books. Had to love the weather over the weekend, right, Caleb? Not too hot and humid. That was nice.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably the big thing that stands out that was unique maybe for the weekend for us is, I mentioned to my wife like Sunday morning, like it looks like on your dad's side of the family, they're having a family gathering at Butternut Park in Elmwood. And she's like, oh, yeah, was that yesterday or today? I'm like, yeah, it's today. So anyhow, we made the drive over for that yesterday. And I guess there was 42 people, kind of a wow. short notice on that. But, yeah, he comes from a very large family. So good to see a lot of the friendly faces, including my mother-in-law on her birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to Jean. She even told me about, was remembering how WWIV played a huge part in her life, her spiritual life, her marriage back years ago. And so I'm really blessed with a terrific mother-in-law. So there you go.
Well, you know, our weekend, we decided to do something the kids had wanted to do for quite a while, and that's go see a movie at the movie theater, as Nora says. And thankful for Mycon Oakwood, because when we went down to Mycon Eau Claire down by Festival Foods there, realized we were not going to be able to all sit together because apparently the Spider-Verse movie is still more popular than we had realized. Mm-hmm. And so we booked on and over to Mycon at Oakwood and saw the movie there. And, you know, got there earlier than we normally would to a movie. So we ate an entire bag of popcorn before the movie even started.
Yeah. And munching away.
Yeah, but enjoyed that. Cooper was, without spoiling anything, was a little bit perturbed at how it ended. And even on the way to church on Sunday morning, he didn't want to listen to Adventures in Odyssey for a little bit because he said, I just want to think about the Spider-Verse movie for a little bit. And after he processed and thought about it for a little bit, then he was good to go. But yeah, so we enjoyed some family time together there on Saturday at the movie theater, and always a great experience at Mycon. And then on Sunday went to church, and then we had a car washing party with my dad's new power washer. And so yeah, we banded together, hand washed 6 vehicles in 1 hour, because there are a lot of vehicles. It always looks like there's a party going on at my mom and dad's house because of the number of drivers
now. Swenson car wash, huh?
Yeah, so that was good because, a lot of our vehicles, especially my minivan, was sorely in need of a wash. And it's fun doing things like that together with the siblings. So we enjoyed that yesterday. And again, like you mentioned, just beautiful, beautiful weather.
Absolutely. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and I, 3 jokes apiece here this morning. So here we go. A genie granted the man 1 wish, so he said, I just want to be happy. And now he's living in a cottage with 6 dwarves and working in a mine.
I think what I'm going to do today, Halvo, and maybe some other days, is I found way, way back in the recesses of my email, a WIB listener had sent me some church bulletin bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
Things that have actually appeared in church bulletins, and I really enjoyed going through these again, so I think I'm going to read a few of those. So, things that have actually appeared in church bulletins. How about this one? Next weekend's fasting and prayer conference in Whitby includes all meals. For what it's...
There we go. All right. Hey, this one comes from my mom, so here we go. She had sent it to me, and I forgot last week. The officer stopped a lady driving too fast and asked to see her driver's license. She said, don't you remember you took it away last week?
Church bulletin bloopers, things that have actually appeared in church bulletins. Here is a little inspiration in a church bulletin. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help.
Ouch. Yeah. Hey, here's my last one this morning. 4 engineers get into a car. The car won't start. The mechanical engineer says it's a broken starter. The electrical engineer says dead battery. The chemical engineer says impurities in the gasoline. And the IT engineer says, hey, guys, I have an idea. How about we all get out of the car and get back in?
Just restart it. Have you tried restarting it?
There we go.
All right, one more church bulletin blooper, things that have actually appeared in real church bulletins. Here's an announcement. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It is a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go to the zoo. We had an outreach team from church that just did an outreach to Milwaukee, and they capped it off with a trip to the Great Milwaukee Public Zoo. But we're going to talk about the Toronto Zoo this morning. Caleb, they want their visitors to stop showing its gorillas videos. What's with that?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I never would have thought of doing that. I mean, usually, yeah, you might wave to the animals or something, but everyone would be like, check out, this is my favorite YouTuber. You need to see this.
All right.
It's just not something I ever would have thought of doing, but apparently,
yeah,
I'm not in the majority. And so, yeah, they're saying, please don't give extra screen time to our gorillas.
Yeah, the Toronto Zoo advising visitors to avoid showing videos and photos on their phones to their gorillas as they distract the apes. They join the club, huh?
I guess so. I mean, they're saying not too much screen time for toddlers and not too much for gorillas as well.
The zoo wants the gorillas to focus on their natural behaviors and social interactions with each other instead of being fixated on screens. It sounds like parents and teenagers.
Holly Ross, the behavioral husbandry supervisor at the Toronto Zoo, said that the gorillas need to be able to relax and hang out with their gorilla brothers without any distractions.
Yeah, they've been observed displaying antisocial behavior when they're shown videos on phones.
Who does that, though? Who goes up to the gorilla enclosure and just... like, hey, watch this.
Mm.
I don't know. Crazy world we live in.
All my growing up years, Samson the gorilla, he was the big draw at the Milwaukee Zoo for so many years. So, anyhow.
See, I just think Harambe, right? That's the one that's on my mind.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what happened. Too much screen time.
Well, Caleb, I forgot to tell you, happy Kitten Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're National Kitten Day, perfectly celebrates the cuddly warmth of a kitty. The miniature fur balls of energy snuggle the way into many people's hearts with no effort at all.
Indeed. Yes. I mean, look, I'll be full disclosure here. We have a cat, and I told you I have no issue with kittens. Kittens are cute. They are wonderful.
Yeah.
But kittens grow into cats, and that's where I have a harder time.
Yeah.
So,
well, you just have
looking
one.
At you, Embers.
But we've got a story from Bree Tennis regarding Kitten Day. You're going to hear about some folks who have a lot more than just one.
Kittens are clinically proven to promote mental health and relieve stress. They're very entertaining to watch, and they grow up to be cool cats. PetPlace.com says no one will pass judgment on you if you have three, but once you cross into that land of four, you're entering crazy cat lady territory. Taylor Swift has three, Drew Barrymore has four, and men can be cat crazy people too. Matthew Perry is 13, Russell Brand, 16. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
I mean, Russell Brand is a little bit wacky. So. Oh, man.
16.
I need to apologize, my cat. Embers, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. Mm. Please don't make any more messes. Because she would do it out of spite. She's a nice cat. She is a nice cat. We just have some issues we're working through. So,
listen, we're not going to take the whole show, but if you want to chime in at the end and tell us about your kitty or how many cats do you have? 715-396-1670.
There you go. And again, happy National Kitten Day.
It is Kitten Day.
There you go. Celebrate as you will.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.